قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين يقال البرق يخطف أبصارهم كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
الله سبحانه وتعالى has for the people of Iman, faith, Allah has clearly given instruction, hukam. Allah said that, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, enter completely into faith. That after bringing about faith, the biggest reason for behind your success is, will be, أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. The enter completely, wholeheartedly, into Islam. Enter wholeheartedly, completely into Islam. Externally, internally, belief-wise, amalan, practically, in every way, in every form, in every way, enter into Islam completely. If there's something lacking in any part, then that person is not within Islam. And it means that the commentators have stated that فِسِّلْمِ كَافَّةً, totally, completely, everything of Islam, attributed to Islam, about Islam, needs to be accepted, embraced. Not that we accept a few things, we leave a few things, accept a few things, deny a few things. No. Entering completely into Islam. This is the point. Now, in comparison to this, the other path that the Qur'an mentions, that also has been explained, that if completely, totally, wholeheartedly, a person doesn't enter into Islam, then what is that path? وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا قُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. That, then that path is the way of shaitan, and shaitan is your biggest enemy. When he advises you to follow his path, then the end of the enmity with him will be that he will take you into hell. That will be the consequence. So two paths. Either person A, totally, wholeheartedly, a human being, accepts and enters into Islam. In other words, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Totally. Practically. Allah's orders, instructions, practically via the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's imitation, following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is called فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. This is the definition. And وَلَا تَتِبُوا قُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And this is the other path, the alternative. When a person doesn't enter wholeheartedly into Islam, then his every action, every amal, every task is according to the advice and prescription of shaitan. So now, Allah Ta'ala has defined to us the path, explained to us the path. This path is the complete path. Quran and Sharia, the path of the Quran and the Sharia. The people who follow this completely, totally, they are the mu'mins, they are the total, complete mu'mins. And for those people, Allah has given good news of paradise. Those who leave this complete path, who reject it, deny it, are those who have no faith. And those who are in between, on the fence, those who cannot make decisions, They're not sure, certain, they are munafiqs, the hypocrites. Clear. There's no doubt, there's no element of doubt. A person can analyze himself very easily in front of the Quran. No need to ask anybody, who am I? Totally not at all. No need to get a fatwa, what am I? The Quran is here for this purpose. It's like a mirror for a human being. A person can stand in front of the Quran, these verses that we are reading, and look, is there anything hidden here? Has Allah Ta'ala concealed anything that we cannot see? Everything clearly Allah has explained. Nothing is hidden. Nothing that is some is knowledge, we're not sure, we're uncertain. Clearly we understand what Allah Ta'ala is saying in these verses. We realize clearly everything. So there's no need for dalil. Three paths. Those who reject the ahkams, Allah and His Rasul, they reject following. They are those who have no faith. And fisil mikafah, those who enter totally are mu'mins, and that person who's stuck in between is the munafiq. That's it, clear. No doubt, nothing here that we don't realize, we can't learn, we don't know. Quran is clear. Very clearly we've been told, explained. Now, this path, Allah's path, the complete path, the total path, the kamil path. In this, the genuine path, Allah Ta'ala has created tests, challenges for the mu'min, for insan, for the human being. And these tests and challenges that Allah Ta'ala presents to us, gives to us. This Allah, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu stated that Jannah, paradise, it is present, and to get to paradise, the path is laden with difficulties and obstacles, and the path to hell is laden with shahawat, passions, desires, luxuries. There's a hadith in Nisa'i Ahmad, and a very famous hadith in Tirmidhi also. And the narrator of this hadith is as Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Jannah paradise. And Allah told Jibreel alayhi salam, go and see paradise, go and visualize paradise, observe it. Jibreel alayhi salam, he went and saw paradise, subhanallah, he said, Allah, it's very beautiful, very elegant, very nice. So much beauty, excellence. Whichever person will hear about paradise and hear about it and learn about it, that he will then try his utmost to get to paradise, to enter into paradise. Very easy. He said, okay. Then Allah Ta'ala said, Allah Ta'ala then laid the path to paradise with difficulties, problems, obstacles, issues. Allah Ta'ala put in front. And then Jibreel Islam came back and said, Allah, it's very difficult now that person can go into paradise. It's very difficult now. The path is laden with difficulties. Because now there are barriers or obstacles or challenges, difficulties, tests, distress. So Allah said, okay, go and see Jahannam. And when he went and saw the severity of Jahannam, hell, he came back, he said, Allah, with regards to hell, whoever hears about hell, oof, he will never go towards hell. He will try his best to avoid hell. He will run from hell, run from the route to hell. Isn't it? Then Allah Ta'ala wrapped hell with passions, desires, enjoyments, luxuries, comforts, dunya, material. Go and see now, Allah said. Jibreel Islam went back, he came back, said, Allah, now nobody will be saved. Nobody will be left who doesn't go into hell. So many enjoyments and luxuries, every man will run towards these things and then fall into heaven, into hell. So this is the situation that we have in front of us. That individual who at this moment in time is traveling on the right path, my brothers, then he is going towards the path to paradise. The difficulties in the world, the problems, He doesn't look at the passions and the desires, enjoyment of the world. They don't restrict him. That's why Allah says in the Quran, أَوْ كَصَيِّبٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فِيهِ ظُلُمَاتٌ وَرَعْدٌ وَبَرْقٌ يَجْعَلُونَ أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِم مِّنَ السَّوَائِقِ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ وَاللَّهُ مُحِيطٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. Allah's given the example. That deen, it's like the rain from the sky. You know, like rain? This is deen. And this deen, which is similar to the rain, and in this rain, the example is of deen, to practice the deen, that the restrictions, the barriers, they are severe. Just like lightning. You know, lightning when it strikes, and the darkness, and you know, the severity of a storm, the intense dark night, and the lightning and the thunder, all of these things. Yeah, when we see the lightning strike and the thunder claps, all of these things are restrictions or barriers, obstacles towards paradise. In other words, the desires of the nafs. The desires of the nafs. So deen is like the rain which wants to fall. And to go into this deen, there will be barriers, restrictions, hurdles that will be glowing and shining in front of us. They will strike out, they look striking. And about those people, Allah Ta'ala says, that those people, they then fall prey to this glamour and glow when they see that good things, and they start doing good upon the deen, they start traveling on the path to the deen. When they see, opposite to that, when Allah's orders, and then they see obstacles, halal, haram, they have to make the choices. When they see that in Islam, with regards to the rights, etc., then they go towards Islam, they practice Islam, they establish the Islam. And when responsibilities of Islam come, halal, haram, lawful, unlawful, and things you have to stop, refrain from, then what happens? They stop. Put the brakes on. So in other words, they have done with Islam, treated Islam according to their desires. Yes, so they follow their desires and their emotions. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, Subhanallah, wallahu muhitum bil kafirin. Subhanallah. That this way of practice, this is nifaq, this is hypocrisy. That where Allah and His Rasul, where the orders are present, their words are present, halal and haram has been defined, then it becomes a problem for them. Becomes severe for them, difficult for them, just like the lightning, the thunder, the noise of the thunder and the lightning and the awe. And when they see the lightning striking, and for example, when there's good coming, and those things that pierce their heart nicely, then they run back towards Islam, and they hear the good, and they see that the goodness, and they hear the goodness. So these two paths, that a person who adopts both paths, leaves and comes, leaves and turns back. Allah said, the person who embraces the two paths, he has no destination. He has no end point. He has no focal point. This person, he sees the light, he runs towards the light. And when the difficulties come, then he stops, puts the brakes on. Allah Ta'ala, with regards to this person, has given severe warning. Allah says that these people who do both actions, Allah says, Allah Ta'ala, He could eliminate everything of theirs, everything of theirs. But Allah Ta'ala says that I give a chance, I give an opportunity. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. If Allah Ta'ala wants, He could do everything due to their actions. Due to their actions, Allah Ta'ala says, I could do anything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a chance. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want that. It's up to Allah. If Allah willed, He could destroy their hearing and their sight. Nobody can instruct Allah what to do.
So a person shouldn't be taking encouragement that nothing's happening, that this person is successful, he can do what he wants, that nothing's happening to me. And a person, he carries on down that path. This is not Islam. This is deception. This is deception. So the straight path that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has defined to us, that is one path, which Allah Ta'ala has said in the Quran, "Fi salmi kaffa," the right path, the straight path. And what is that path? The Quran and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lifestyle, his sunnah, honorable sunnah. A person who grabs hold of this path, this practice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given good tidings, good news in the Quran. Those people will be successful. So these, the two-faced life, this hypocrisy, a person should repent and leave this. This is not the path of Islam at all. At all. That this path of hypocrisy, two-faced, two directions, has no link with Islam. The dunya is a testing ground for the mu'min. Challenging place, difficulties, sadness, distress, difficulties, problems, issues. It shouldn't really happen to a mu'min. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always tests his servants. And this is the success of the servant, is that the servant, despite all of the issues in life, he is steadfast and endures the path and goes towards the path of Allah's pleasure and implementing Allah's orders. He stays steadfast on the path. He, despite all of the issues, he's patient, endurance. And what are the paths that Allah Ta'ala has explained to us? Not that due to difficulties and issues, we stop traveling on the path, on the journey, and then we go towards another path. No. What we should do is that when there are problems, we should demonstrate sabr. And for that, Allah Ta'ala's dhikr is present to us. It is available to us. For all of these things, Allah Ta'ala has made the path to the friends of Allah. The person who wants to travel to Allah, towards Allah's rada, Allah's pleasure, then towards Allah's happiness. Then when you have issues and difficulties, Allah says in the Quran, قَسَيْبِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فِي ظُلُمَاتُ وَرَعْدُ وَبَرْقُ يَجْلُونَ أَصَابِهُمْ فِي أَذَنِ مِنَ السَّوَائِكِ حَضَرَ الْمَوْتِ. Allah says, Allah has given the example here, that the examples I've given you, the lightning and the thunder, the flashing light, etc. This for a person is a lesson that when a person has issues, he should seek Allah's assistance, help. Remember Allah via Allah's dhikr. Allah's ahkams, don't leave them. Allah's orders, instructions, don't leave them. If there are problems in life, difficulties in life, in the dunya, for example, you're trying to get somewhere or make something and you've got problems, don't worry. Allah says that to solve your issues, to have sabr and to endure through the difficulties, then seek Allah Ta'ala's rada, happiness, via his dhikr. When Allah's servant is surrounded by difficulties and difficult times, which Allah Ta'ala has said in advance that this is how you get Jannah, paradise. So in the dunya, this is not the style to arrive to paradise. We cannot do that through just following our enjoyment and desires. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said that when Allah Ta'ala said to go and to Jibreel ﷺ, that go and see. So for this, a mu'min, he should be prepared, because he knows in advance that any second could come in his life that Allah Ta'ala may put somebody into challenges and trials and tests. Because always in life there will be the good times and the good things will be there, but the issues can also arise. And the person who leaves the path is the munafiq. He doesn't attain anything. He doesn't achieve anything. Rather, Allah's displeasure is earned and nothing else. This is not success. Temporary material life, darkness, is darkness. So this is lazim, essential. That this is the experience and the practice of the friends of Allah, and the lives of the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, are there for us to see. And the friends of Allah, sometimes you see that the friend of Allah, etc., they're all fine, totally fine, but in reality this is not the case. If I read of a letter of Hazrat Sahib, then I'm amazed when I read the blessed words, difficulties he experienced and problems and poverty and illness at home, issues. But he took the assistance of Allah. These were the words of Hazrat Sahib, Subhanallah. This was in his writing, communication to me. So however great a person is, the more great a person is, the more qurb Allah Ta'ala gives to his servant, the more near the servant is to Allah, then he also has challenges in life. The person who then gets scared and who stops and ceases to practice that path, and he waits that I want to see the light to come again and the lightning to come again, enjoyment to come again, then I'll practice. That life should be according to my wants and needs and requirements, then I'll practice. If my life is comfortable, then I'll accept Islam. Preconditions. Then that person, Allah Ta'ala has declared that these are the munafiqeens. What we realize and learn is that munafiq, the big sign of the munafiq is that traveling on the path of the deen, accepting Allah's orders, he does not want to do that. Doesn't matter what a society is in, doesn't matter if there are restrictions or hurdles and barriers, he doesn't stop in his wrong ways. So this is not the thing. A person doesn't have to look around. A person can look at his own life and analyze and measure and compare and decide that what phase is my iman in? What phase is my iman in? Is it kamil iman or is it rejection or is there nifaq? If a person, alhamdulillah, if he doesn't fall into the wrong category and he doesn't worry about the issues in life, he doesn't change his lifestyle according to the challenges and tests in his life, and he doesn't want to reject Allah's ahkams due to issues and problems in life, subhanAllah, then he has mukammil iman, complete iman, even if he doesn't earn anything material in the world. Allah Ta'ala has declared he is complete. That person who lives according to the times and the age and the era and the needs of life, etc., does this and then changes to that and he changes to this again, then that person is a munafiq. So we need to see ourselves in life that how much of our life do we implement for the sake of Allah's ahkams? How much do we give up? How much are we willing to give up and sacrifice for Allah Ta'ala's deen and Allah's orders for the sake of Allah? How much do we leave things that Allah Ta'ala says, leave this, I shouldn't do this. How much do we leave? Or this is our situation that we run towards the lightning or the light. When there's darkness, then we stop. Just like the Quran says, that when there's darkness, issues, problems, we stop. And then when the light flashes, we run towards it. Enjoyment, luxury. So this is nifaq. We should do dua that Allah Ta'ala gives us the true deen that we can practice. Whether we accept or not, whether these verses absorb into our hearts or not, whether we understand them or not, but the reality is this is what the Quran has told us. This is the truth. This is the reality. That a mu'min, due to lightning or glamour or luxury or comfort, he doesn't run towards that. And he's not upset when there's issues or darkness or obstacles or problems. He's always steadfast on what Allah Ta'ala has prescribed to us. And always the mu'min is willing to give up and to give. And this is the sign of the kamil mu'min. Remember this. If you have no other sign, but the one sign of the kamil mu'min, is that person who changes according to the times, according to the needs, according to the customs, and he decides, makes decisions on practice according to what he's confronted with, and he doesn't follow the ahkams of Allah, he is defined as a munafiq. May Allah Ta'ala give us the true deen of Islam. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As-salamu wa salamu ala sayyidi muslim. Shafi al-Muslimin, Tuha wa Yasin al-Habib al-Amin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ala Muhammad kama sallaita wa ala Ibrahim wa ala ala Ibrahim wa inna kamitu majid. Allahumma Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfirlana wa tarhamna lana kunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbana la tazigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا ولا تعطيك ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واغفر لنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت الصدقين والشهداء والصالحين والحسنى أولئك اللهم نعوذ بك من شقاق النفاق وسوء الأخلاق اللهم نعوذ بك من شقاق النفاق وسوء الأخلاق اللهم نعوذ بك من شقاق النفاق وسوء الأخلاق يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اعمل مولا ہمارے گناہ معاف فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہم پہ کرم فرما دے اے میرے مولا تم ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ تم ہماری توبوں کو قبول فرما دے یا اللہ ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما دے اے میرے مولا تو ہمارے حالات زندگی سے واقف ہے ہمارے اندر سے بھی واقف ہے باہر سے بھی واقف ہے میرے مولا ہماری حاجات کو بھی تو جانتا ہے ہماری پریشانیوں کو بھی تو جانتا ہے اے میرے مولا ہم خود اتنا نہیں جانتے جتنا تم ہمارے بارے میں جانتا ہے یا کریم تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے میرے ہم پہ آسانی فرما دے یا اللہ ہم پہ آسانی فرما دے یا اللہ ہم پہ آسانی فرما دے یا اللہ اپنی رحمت کے دروازے کھول دے اپنی برکتوں کے دروازے کھول دے اپنی نعمات کے دروازے کھول دے یا اللہ ہم سچی توبہ کرتے ہیں یا اللہ ہماری توبہ کو قبول فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں سے ہماری پکڑ نہ فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ ہم سزاؤں کو مستحق نہیں یا اللہ ہم عذابوں کو مستحق نہیں میرے مولا ہم تو بہت کمزور ہے یا اللہ ہم تو ایک ہی چیز جانتے ہیں کہ تیری رحمت کا ٹھکانہ ڈھونڈنا ہے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہم تو ایک ہی چیز جانتے ہیں تیری رحمت کا ٹھکانہ ہے میرے مولا یا اللہ اپنی رحمت میں داخل لے جائے میرے مولا یا اللہ اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری مشکلات کو آسان فرما ہماری پریشانی کو آسان فرما ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ جن کے لحاظ کی رشتے دار پاکستان میں بیمار ہیں میرے مولا ان کو شفا کاملہ عاجل عطا فرما یا اللہ جن کے رشتے دار جنہوں نے دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے میرے مولا اس ملک میں موجود ہیں مختلف شہروں کے اندر میرے مولا ہم سب کو شفا کاملہ عاجل نصیب فرما یا اللہ ان کے حق میں ان کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما ان کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ اس وبا سے اس مصیبت سے میرے مولا ہم سب کو بچا لے یا اللہ اس ناگہانی وبا سے اور مصیبت سے ہمارے گھروں کو محفوظ فرما ہمارے بچوں کو محفوظ فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ یا اللہ ہماری بستی کو محفوظ فرما یا رحمین یا کرم کریم یا اللہ تو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ یقیناً یہ ہمارے اعمالوں کا بدلہ ہے یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو سزا ہے میرے مولا سارے جرم سارے گناہ ہمارے موجود ہیں میرے مولا شرک ہمیں موجود ہے ریا ہمیں موجود ہے نفاق سے ہم بڑھے ہیں میرے مولا جب قرآن پڑھتے ہیں تو اللہ ہو کر ایسا محسوس ہوتا ہے کہ جیسے بالکل کچھ نہیں ہمارے اندر میرے مولا نفاق سے بھرے ہیں میرے مولا لیکن انا اور تکبر ہمیں اس پہ ماننے ہم اس پہ ماننے کے لیے تیاری نہیں کرتا ہمیں میرے مولا انا اور تکبر اتنا ہے کہ میرے مولا ہم ان اپنی بیماریوں کو مانتے ہی نہیں تسلیم کرتے ہی نہیں میرے مولا یہ سب سے بڑا جرم ہے میرے مولا کتنا صاف اور شفاف تیرا قرآن بتاتا ہے میرے مولا کون انسان جو نہیں جان سکتا اپنے بارے میں ان قرآن کی آیات سے کہ کتنا منافق ہو کتنا نفاق اس میں ہے اس کے باوجود بھی ہمارا کبر ہمارا نفس میرے مولا ہمیں دھوکہ دیتا ہے یا کریم ہمیں سچی توبہ نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ کتنا بڑا منافق ہو کتنا بڑا کافر ہو کتنا بڑا مشرک ہو میرے مولا تیرے دروازہ توبہ کا کھلا ہے یا کریم ایک دفعہ آ کے تو اسے توبہ مانگ لے تو اس نفاق کی جگہ تو اپنی محبوبی عطا فرما دیتا ہے میرے مولا اپنے قرب کے درجہ عطا فرما دیتا ہے وہ نفاق جس کے لیے جہنم میں تو نے میرے مولا سب سے آخری مقام رکھا ہے لیکن جیسے بندہ توبہ کرتا ہے راستے پہ آ جاتا ہے دین اسلام کو قبول کر لیتا ہے میرے مولا وہی شخص تیرا محبوب بن جاتا ہے اور جنت فردوس میں اس کے ٹھکانے بننا شروع ہو جاتے ہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ کمزوری ہماری ہے تو نے تو دروازے کھول رہے ہیں اپنی توبہ کے ہر وقت بندہ توبہ مانگ سکتا ہے میرے مولا بجائے انا اور تکبر کے ساتھ ہم عرض ضد کے ساتھ میرے مولا یہی قرآن بتاتا ہے کہ منافق کی سب سے بڑی کمی یہی ہے کہ وہ اڑ جاتا ہے ضد کرتا ہے مانتا نہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمیں تسلیم کرنے والا بندہ بنا دے یا میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل کرم سے ہمارے تمام ارحمین کو میرے مولا بخشش فرما ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما ہمارے ایک ساتھی نے ذکر کیا ان کے چاچا جان کا انتقال ہو گیا پاکستان میں ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی مغفرت فرمائے ان کے درجات کو بلند فرمائے ان کے لواقین کو ان کا صدقہ جاریہ بنائے میرے مولا یا کریم اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے میرے مولا اپنے حبیب کے اس حق سے تیری بارگاہ میں ہے میرے مولا ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما لے ہماری مصیبتوں کو دور فرما دے وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه نور عرشه زينه فرشه وآله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.